The Wolf Wake Up Crew on 102.9 The Wolf.
102.9 The Wolf. It's Greg, it's Mandy, it's PT, and we are welcoming Josh from Predator Hunters USA. A bit of an adult topic here as we are listening to Josh, and he is trying to lure out another predator. This from last week.
This is the predator here. His name is Sean. He is from Brooklyn Park area. And now this is his dating app. If you read it, he says, love, I crossed it out, love blank, eating blank, and party, and you can hit me up. That's how disgusting this person is. That is in his bio on his dating app.
All right, and we're with Josh from Predator Hunters USA. Josh, tell us about this latest bust of Sean from Brooklyn Park.
Yeah, so he contacted the decoy. They were talking for a while, and he lost contact with the decoy. We had turned over everything prior to Hennepin County Sheriff's Office, and they were going to assist with us on the exposure and arrest him on scene. However, he changed his number and didn't contact the decoy again, so they just proceeded with the warrants and went and picked him up.
Josh, we've been connecting with you here now for a little bit of time, and it seems like your development with authorities has really increased. Could you talk about like working alongside authorities and how that relationship has been?
Yeah, it's actually it's been awesome. You know, at the beginning, a lot of these law enforcement agencies were kind of at a standstill. The biggest thing was, you know, our safety. And, you know, now they are accepting us more, I guess you could say, and willing to work with us more. So it's awesome. We feel like we're getting accomplished.
This morning on BringMeTheNews.com, here's the headline. Minnesota sex offender allegedly caught trying to solicit teen. Police say that online solicitation of minors continues to be a statewide problem. Josh, when these predators, if you are trying to lure them out and you approach them, you call them a bust, and you can see that on Predator Hunters USA Facebook Live. It'll pop up on your newsfeed, and I tell you what, you'll be enthralled for about the next 10 or 15 minutes. Can they make an arrest without there actually being a real child involved?
Yeah, so how the law reads in Minnesota is anyone portraying themselves as a child, as a minor. So, and it doesn't even say law enforcement, it's just anyone.
Now, you were also, I had mentioned on your Facebook page that you are looking for new decoys for Predator Hunters USA. How do you sign up for that?
Yeah, if you'd like to be a decoy, you can go to our page. We have an application there. You must be 18 years of age or older, be able to use your own pictures, and, you know, can pass as a 15-year-old or younger.
Wow. Is there any kind of training that comes along with that, Josh? Or
so we do. Yeah, we do have head decoys that do train the new decoys, and it's very time-consuming. You know, so you have to put a lot of time into it. And there's a lot of things you have to learn.
Josh, we'll catch up with you next week. Thanks so much. Predator Hunters USA. You can link through our Facebook page as well at 102.9 The Wolf. Josh, thanks for all you do.
Thank you, guys. You guys have a good one.
And Josh tells me that they'll be out there getting active sometime this week.
You know, it's springtime. I feel like the activity is probably going to start to pick up.
Unfortunately, right? I agree with that, Mandy. Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Are you ready for another Twinkie karaoke challenge?
Yes.
I am. Not sure my gut is.
Opening day tickets for the Twins a week from today at Target Field. Mandy stuffs her face next.
You're waking up with the Wolf. The Wolf Wake Up Crew with Greg Thunder, Mandy, and PT.
102.9 The Wolf.